Hello.
Have you got tickets to the SEC championship game?
Yeah.
How much you want for them?
$5 each.
How much would you want for them? How much can I pay you and get them from you? Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Me too. Can I sing to you?
What?
Can I sing to you? You ever heard that song, You're My Sunshine?
Yeah.
Can I sing it to you? You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
That is for you, so SEC.
Hello?
Morning.
Hey, how
you
are
got,
you?
I'm doing fine. You got those tickets now?
I do.
How many you got?
There are four together, and they're, are you familiar with how that stadium is set up?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, they're on the mezzanine, which is, you know, that first kind of small upper deck thing.
Right.
And they're in the Western Division section, probably right at the corner of the end zone, probably right around the goal line. I went there years ago when Auburn played Tennessee.
Yeah.
I get them every year, but they're good seats because you can see everywhere.
Who you think's going this year?
Well, unfortunately, it won't be Auburn now.
Auburn ain't going to make it, are they?
No, they blew it with Ole Miss.
I know what they did. They should have caught that pass.
It's ridiculous. They should have done a lot of things before it came down to that point.
Yeah, I hate to blame it on him because it wasn't his fault. Because, I mean, he got them down there. He made the catch on the tip, that fluke play that got them in the situation.
I know, he did well. I didn't understand why Auburn has run the ball so well, and then they get down to the goal line and they don't run it.
What's wrong with that coach over there?
I don't know. I think it may be the kind of offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator that he's got this year. Because throughout the season, they have really caused some questionable plays. So I think the pressure is going to be on him to do something with them at the end of this season.
You think you need to fire him? I think you need to fire him. Get somebody over there and win. They were supposed to be a championship contender this year.
Oh, I know. And that's what makes it most disappointing of all is all that preseason hype, which for Auburn is always the kiss of death. I just assume they never rank them and never talk about them, and then they do a lot better.
They just kind of love it, kind of like laying mediocrity, don't they, over there? They
yeah,
do. I mean, they do.
It's a shame because they have all the talent in the world.
Now, you're an Auburn fan, aren't you?
No, completely.
Yeah, I can tell you. Are you in Georgia, over in Atlanta? Are you over
there? No, I'm in South Portland, Maine.
My goodness, I didn't know this what the number was.
I go to several games each year and fly down for them.
My goodness, I bet you get some good clam chowder up there, don't you?
I would if I liked it. I can't stand that stuff because I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, I
hate it for
you. So, unfortunately,
I can't eat it. I guess
just
it's
get up
good.
There. We go up there about three times a year, believe it or not. I might have to come see you sometime. Well, I hope I didn't wake you up. I know it's early.
No, I'm just up here watching TV.
I was singing to your daughter there waiting for you. She's sweet as can be. Well, you all have a good day, and I will be in touch, okay?
All right, thank you.
And War Eagle.
Okay, War Eagle to you too.
Bye-bye.